parliamentarians in the world. You have an obligation to influence parliaments to develop laws that are sensible and humanly acceptable to resolve the global migration problem, among others. Due to world instabilities, young people encounter economic and social insecurities that compels them to seek better life opportunities elsewhere. And we all know that some of those young people end up in the seas as casualties as they try to look for greener pastures elsewhere. Estimate shows that half of youth aged between 18 and 23 in Africa, Middle East, and in developing countries are likely to consider emigrating if their respective governments do nothing to improve the quality of life. Co-chairpersons, honorable members, creating legislations and conditions that will inspire hope and bring stability in the world is a collective responsibility of all countries. Hence, promoting solidarity is an important aspect of achieving our sustainable development goals. A collective action is equally important to mitigate the effects of climate change in the world, especially the poor and the developing countries that have weak coping mechanisms. Even though youth and children have contributed the least to global climate change, they are the ones to carry the highest cost of climate crisis and suffer the consequences of global warming. In Southern Africa, the frequent occurrence of drought and storm rains events have had devastating impacts on agriculture and infrastructure, regressing developmental progress in countries like South Africa, Namibia, Zambia, and Mozambique. Research on climate change effects suggests that children born in recent years would face 7 times more scorching heat waves than their grandparents. Honorable members, another critical area to consider is the active and meaningful participation of young people in parliaments across the world. The IPU reported that 2.8% of world's parliamentarians are younger than 30 years of age. Moreover, 73% of world's parliament upper houses do not have parliamentarians younger than 30 years of age, implying the voices of young people is abjectly represented in parliaments. South Africa has recognized the value of young people as agents of social change in societies. Hence, the inclusion of youth in both houses of South Africa's parliament is a non-negotiable democratic goal. I must say that while we do not have a quota system, but I think encouragement to different political parties to bring in young people in parliament has actually assisted. But I must also say it is because of youth activism on their own that have made expression for this to happen. Otherwise, if it was left to the adults, I'm not sure whether we would have reached even the levels that we've reached. Smaller as it is, but I think we owe it to the activism of young people that we have a youth voice in both our parliaments as well as our legislations.